they were dead. A mirror of mine would see, she said, one of these mornings. I don't know her, one of these mornings. I think I owe her. Talking, like to hear talking, see you walking, like to watch, watch you come walking. Oh, yeah, yeah. Dead. The mirror of mine would see, she said, this drew a picture, stuck it in my pocket, also went to reach her, once she let me rock it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Away, I say, 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 away, Along the highway and the graveyard line, have mercy on the devil, he's a friend of mine. Sometimes dancing this phantom, I bang down my spine. Have mercy on the devil, he's a friend of mine. Sometimes we are living this suicide. If God looked upon us, it would surely leave us blind. Surely leave us blind. Surely leave us blind. Surely leave us blind. Living is suicide. Living is suicide. Living is suicide. Living is suicide. Suicide, living is suicide, living is suicide, living is suicide. This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. I'm your host. We're here Underground Zero. We started today's show with X doing the Unheard Music from the Los Angeles LP. Lyrics by Xene Cervenka, who was lamenting the fact that a lot of the creativity of the Hollywood punk scene in the late 70s just was not being heard by the outside world. But we here at Radio Zulu, we like to shine a spotlight on the unheard music, such as Bigfoot Chester doing Commit a Crime from 1998. Bigfoot Chester, an Austin, Texas band, with Walter Daniels singing and playing harp like he's Sonny Boy Williamson or Charlie Musselwhite. I love the sound of that harp. Mark Lanegan did Head in his post-Screaming Trees days. This was recorded in 2004. Then the Distillers did For Tonight, You're Only Here to Know, by Brody Dahl, singer-songwriter. This is from the Coral Fang LP, 2003. These days, Brody is living in the California desert with her husband, Josh Almy, and her three kids. And finally, the ever-upbeat Dax Riggs did Living is Suicide, a new philosophy perhaps, something to replace existentialism. Next, a band that Jeff Monoman Connolly insists does not have the word the in its name. These are Liars.
Sweet as can. She knows she's gonna do what I tell her to. Cause you're never gonna leave me blue. I'm gonna find a blue bird. My, 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 my. There she goes. Just wasting my time. You know I'm gonna find I need someone new. Somebody gonna treat me true. I'm gonna find a new love. New love. Hey!
Hey, ain't got no money. No fans, all think we're real funny, cruising in our van. Gotta get your style, gotta rock books too, gotta merchandise to give away to you. Hey, I love your rock and roll. Hey, I love your rock and roll. Keep on moving, gotta get to town, gotta meet that sound man, won't be around. Can't see your town, can't see your sight, can't see for traveling, see you that night. Hey, I love you rock and roll. Hey, I love you rock and roll. Get your number, gotta get your name. While the others call slumber, you witness fame. You didn't flinch for a second, didn't flinch for a sound. You didn't flinch at the beginning, all the mess on the ground. Hey, I love your rock and roll. Hey, I love your rock and roll.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend of The Who. I just want to say that the United States Air Force is a great place to be, a great place to learn a space-age skill and serve your country too. The Aerospace Team, that's where all the breakthroughs are. See your United States Air Force recruiter. Find out how you too can fly the skies, reach for the moon, and touch the stars in the United States Air Force.
do.
Had a philosopher in minutes and days, and the deal I saw, oh, in nighttime. And
seems her head's caught up.
That was A Great Society doing Free Advice, An Alternate Take. The original version came out on a 45 in 1966. This one is on a CD compilation from 1997. And the band, of course, featured Grace Slick before she joined Jefferson Airplane. She's providing her unique vocal stylings there, as you can hear on that tune. When she left the band, she took one of her brother-in-law's songs with her, Darby Slick. That would have been Someone to Love. Tony O'Kay did I'll Buy It from the America with a K LP 1980. That goes out to my buddy Mondo, whose birthday is today. The date he officially becomes old. Before that, the High Numbers did Here Tis. Another British invasion band doing a Bo Diddley cover tune, although the High Numbers were not yet The Who and had not yet invaded the U.S., but a little bit later, Pete Townsend, ever the contrarian, did a recruiting ad for the U.S. military during the height of the Vietnam War, when many of the band's fans were actually out protesting in the streets. Before that, the Neckbones did Love You Rock and Roll from 1997 on the first LP issued by the band called Souls on Fire. And we began with Liars, doing Gonna Find a New Love, live at a college radio station, WERS-FM, Emerson College in Boston. That's in 1983. You're listening to Radio Zulu. These are the Poets. We started the set with the Poets doing That's the Way It's Gotta Be from 1965, a Scottish band allegedly discovered by Andrew Lug Oldham, the producer of the Rolling Stones. They were followed by Urge Overkill, now that's the Barklords, and that came out on Sub Pop Singles Club 45 in 1991. Of which I was a loser member, so I got my copy in the mail, and that was my introduction to the band. Then the Makers did No Count from the Hunger LP, 1997. The Morlocks did Sex Panther from the LP called Easy Listening for the Underachiever. The Morlocks included members of the defunct Gravedigger 5, most notably singer Leighton Koizumi. And we finished up with the Ramones doing the KKK, Took My Baby Away, a song by Joey. There are a couple of stories about what it means. First, that Joey was singing about Johnny stealing his girlfriend Linda. Linda, incidentally, is now Johnny's widow. And Johnny did like to collect Nazi memorabilia, and he used to tease Joey about being Jewish, so, you know, it kind of makes sense. The alternate version is that he was singing about a black girlfriend that he had before Linda, and that her parents disapproved and broke them up. And then there's a variation on that one from Marky, the drummer, who says, no, he met that girl in a mental institution. Okay, so take your pick. They're probably all wrong. Let's continue on. Actually, this will be the last set for this evening, and I thought we would step away from the contiguous 48 for a couple of numbers. This is Rotten Blossom.
I don't like you. bet I'll never be.
Ah!
We started the set with Rotten Blossom doing Shut It Down. Rotten Blossom is out of Honolulu, Hawaii. That song came off of a compact disc called Licked, L-I-C-T, in 2017. And then, almost 50 years earlier, and a polar opposite sentiment, the Anemic Boyfriends out of Anchorage, Alaska, did a song called Bad Girls in Love. On their very own label, Red Sweater Records. That's 1980. I think that was written by one of the guys in the band. Then the Groupies did Primitive. Groupies, a New York City band, 1966. The only release on a 45, Acto Records. Big Star did Maud Lang from the Radio City LP, 1974. And we finished up with Guided by Voices doing the official Ironman Rally song, 1996. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Stay tuned for future episodes of Radio Zulu, which you can find right here under Ground Zero. Don't forget, you can listen to older podcasts at our website, undergroundzero.net. Thank you, everyone, and good night.